Johnson.
Top of the last page.
That the council of the region of Queens municipality provide grant funding to the Brookfield Mines Trail Association in amount of $41,000 for 2019-2020 community investment.
Seconded to that motion, Council Fisk. Any discussion on this item? Council Johnson?
What portion of the community investment fund is this being funded under? Is it recreation? Is it operating investment? Event investments?
Capital.
It's capital upgrade. Around 50% of the project.
Capital upgrade?
Yes.
Similar to the medical center. That was a capital upgrade. Sure, and they sustain it for 10 years.
Any further questions, Council Johnson?
No, that's fine, sorry.
Any other councilor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Those opposed? Those abstaining? Unanimous? The next motion is to the Liverpool Baseball Club. Would you like to take the lead on this, Council Mews?
I recommend that the council of the region of Queens municipality provide grant funding to the Liverpool Baseball Club in the amount of $4,526.25 in the 2019-2020 community investment fund.
Seconded to that motion? Deputy Mayor Kelly. Any questions on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. And of course, the last one is for the Liverpool Ukulele Tailgate Society. Deputy Mayor Kelly.
I recommend that the council of the region of Queens municipality provide grant funding to Liverpool Ukulele Tailgate Society in the amount of $2,095 from the 2019-2020 community investment fund.
Seconded to that, Council Kelly. Any discussion or questions on this one? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. Thank you both, Megan and Dana.
Before they leave, could I ask a question?
Yes. Council Kelly.
So I would just like to follow up on what Council Johnson was saying and the fact that we really need those communications to go back to the groups, because I had a similar conversation and then kind of cleared it up with you about Major Point Mall. But, you know, this was a problem years ago, which was part of the frustration with grants to organizations, that assumptions were made, and granted, we've upgraded those requests and all the information you need to bring in to get more information. But I just think it's more important, very important, to talk to those organizations to get a feel for what they're doing and what they're going through and how it affects them. So it may not change your decision, but when we ask you questions, I think it's important that you have a full picture of what they're dealing with. And I'm not saying that to upset anybody. I just think that it's a responsibility that we should be able to do that. We're always talking about better communications within, without, within the whole community. And I think that's an important part. And I know that you already have, you know, I can see all the binders, you have a lot of work to do. But when you're talking about the hockey club, you clearly went back to them and got all the information so you could give us an informed answer of how it was doing. And I think that, you know, in those cases, a simple phone call to the person just to be able to write it in your notes so that you have a better understanding, so that you can clear it up for us. So that would be the recommendation. And as we said, this is a new policy, and it will take a little bit of time to tweak. But I think that is a problem that we kind of brought forward from the old policy, and I think it would just be, we'd be better served if we had some little bit more communication.
I just want to note that we do go back probably to, I would say, 90% of applicants to ask for further information that's required in the policy. So So once we have all the information that's required by policy, we, you know,
yeah.
if we get everything, then great, we don't need to go back to them.
I understand that, but again, this goes back to priority. When we have a medical center and we haven't made that attempt to find out, because it's based on their budget, and I totally get that, but that should be a priority to understand a little bit better for those that, you know, are part of the 2020 vision, not saying the rest of them aren't, but that's an important one. So, you know, let's just make the conversation across the board 100% of people rather than 90, just so that we're aware when we get into a situation like this.
Mayor
Could you update us on how many to date with this community fund, how many we've done $1,000 approved?
We have that report ready and it will be coming by email. So to date, total asks have been $259,090.76. Those have been total asks. Total funded with today's funding is The total funded as of today was $113,468.23. And then the under 1,000 fundings, we've had four organizations in the beginning report today of those who had requests under 1,000 that were approved and those that had requests under 1,000 that were not approved.
We're getting a report on that, did you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I only calculated today's ask at $67,108.23. What am I missing there?
So we have the ones that we did previously. So
the
these were total asks.
This is for the entire fund.
Yeah, so the entire fund.
Operational,
yeah.
Everything.
Okay, so what was that total for everything?
$113,468.23.
Including today?
Including today.
Okay, so what was the $259,000?
Those were total asks that we've received to date.
Oh, to date, but we
those
just
included the ones that have not been funded.
Okay, total to date ask, total to date.
And of that $250,000 number, some of those costs, those are what they requested from us. So I'm not saying that all those funds would even be eligible figures.
Yeah. And that includes the four organizations that we gave under $1,000.
Yes.
So what is the total remaining in the fund? So it would just be $375,000 minus the $113,468.23?
Right.
Correct. Which is, so we're all clear.
So $300 was in the reserve. So of the $175 that's actually in our budget for this year,
right.
We've got $61,531.77 remaining. But we have that reserve as well.
Right. So we approved in the budget. Thought it was $375,000 every year we were going to put towards that.
We agreed to transfer $200,000 from the surplus from last year to the reserve, and then each year going forward, we would plan to put in $100,000 capital and $75,000 on operating. So the total this year with the last year's reserve allocation would be $375,000. But what Dana's talking about is just this year we allocated $175,000, and so there's $60,000 left or whatever of that. But there is the other $200,000 for capital purposes.
Okay, so going forward, is it what we agreed would be $175,000 every year?
That was the proposal at budget time, yes.
Sorry, I misunderstood that. I thought it was $375,000.
No, that would be.
But we can approve. We can approve above and beyond that. All we have to do is agree to move money from reserves. If we want to fund more than $175,000 in 1 year.
Well, $375,000 potentially used now, yes.
Right.
But if in future years you had a
bigger project you want to fund it, whether you fund it out of here or you fund it out of reserves, is the discretion of council.
Right. I'm not sure what my next question is, but
I'll go to Councilor Johnson.
Okay, thank you.
Councilor Johnson?
I have a recommendation and I have a question. From my perspective as a councilor, when we make these recommendations, I'd like to see, instead of just community investment fund, what bucket within that community investment fund it comes out of. Does it just speak to the community investment fund in general?
In the actual report, it itemizes what fund they're coming out
of. As the heading.
Yeah, it shows operating investments, and there's capital new, and then there's a capital upgrade. So
okay. And my other question is that for the medical center in particular, or daycare, the ones that have been rejected, is somebody going to follow up with these guys? Not a letter. Talk to a human being and give them options, because I heard the CAO speak here that if council wanted to consider helping them fund by some other method, who is going to help this organization, those two organizations, navigate whatever that method is?
CAO, would you like your question? I guess we're getting probably 30 or 40 applications, and a lot of them are getting turned down because they don't qualify. I'm not sure we want to get in the business of saying, well, you didn't qualify there, but apply under here, and then we get another 30 applications for money out of reserve funds. But because that's what will happen is we say you can't apply there. If we have money in this other, we have money in reserve funds, so apply under that. Then we'll get 30 applications for people wanting money out of reserve funds.
But you made, the statement was made on the record that if we don't fund in the process of this funding, but if council wanted to find a way, I can't help them navigate. Staff needs to help these people navigate. You know, they need the funding. And this, strategically, I can't imagine anything more strategic than that. At the end of the day, who's going to help them navigate? Because I know feedback that I've got from the smaller grants, you know, that letter signed by the mayor doesn't answer their questions if there's other options, if there's options for them. Why wouldn't we provide them with options? No can be a complete sentence in a lot of cases, but not in this one.
I guess my answer is the same. I'm not sure what value would be there. And certainly in the North Queens Medical Center, the discussion was took place of if they want to come forward, and as their council rep, you want to suggest to them that if they want to come forward and request funding to come out of another fund like reserve funds, then you can certainly have that discussion with them. I'm not sure it's appropriate for staff to start telling community groups, well, we have money here,
no.
And then they all start applying for reserve funds or money other places. Okay. But as a council member, you know what our books look like, you know where our money is, you know where our funds are.
Okay.
But you want to suggest they send a letter and request in to the council,
or come to a presentation or something like that, and do an official ask.
Yeah. The only problem with presentations is they come and they don't actually make an ask. They just, they do it verbally.
Yeah.
If they want something, they need to make a request in writing. Do that about it.
You know?
Yep.
So that's a bit of confusion even after 3 years as council, what an official ask is, but if it has to be in writing, it's always nice to be backed up with a presentation.
Yeah, because we want to know the details of what they're asking for and some of the details and stuff. And when they come make a presentation, there's all kinds of questions we have.
Sure.
We wouldn't ask them in a public forum, because it's more some confidential stuff. So it's best if they put it in writing and they can follow up with it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, so I think I understand. Okay, so what it says here, total funding available in the 2019-2020 budget year is $375,000. So we have $375,000. So if what you're saying is if we have next month, you'll be back. If we have,
as we have applications.
They're preparing applications, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So in every month, if you get, and you're saying you have like loads of applications. So far, the ones we've seen here are the only ones you've had, right? Because we've seen which ones have been rejected. You list everything that's come into us, right? that would be the $259,090.76.
Other than those that are under 1,000, which you'll get the report on today.
Yeah, exactly, except for those four. But that total amount that we've asked for, right, we're given the details as to what we didn't, what we're not recommending, and what we're recommending. Those that don't qualify, we're here about everything that doesn't qualify, right?
The
so
only
to
thing
date,
that you don't have as well are ones that are incomplete. So we've gone back to some, we've asked them for additional information.
Right.
Some have said we don't wish to provide that.
Oh, okay.
So their application is incomplete, but they can still come back if they decide,
yeah, okay,
in 3 months' time, okay, no, we really do want to continue with this, they can.
We keep it in a file, and we've told them that. We will keep it on file, and if you choose to submit the required application under the policy, we will certainly process it at
that
time.
Would that be ever part of a report, those people that are requesting money and but are incomplete or no? At a later date, I don't know. I mean,
Wouldn't be appropriate.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's interesting information to know who's applying and what they're applying for, and that they're not. Anyway, that's okay. So $375,000 is what's in this budget. So I'm still not understanding the whole $175,000
in this budget.
$175,000 in this budget. It says here that the total funding available in the 2019-2020 budget year is $375,000.
That's correct, because we've said we're going to transfer $200,000 from last year's surplus into that fund. So it's not money from this year's budget. This year's budget is $175,000. We just happen to have $200,000 from last year we're putting into that same fund. So the total available funds this year, with what we've allocated in the budget this year, as well as what we're taking from the reserve from last year, or the surplus, is $375,000.
Okay.
But we're only budgeting $175,000 this year. And in the future, the plan was we would still budget $175,000, because we won't have those big surpluses in future years, I don't expect.
Okay. So we're going to budget $175,000 every year, but if we have applications that come in once our $175,000 is exhausted, what do we do?
Okay. So that's $200,000.
Thank you. Okay.
So, Councilor
Phillips. So then just to... For me, again, to clarify this, you're talking, Dana, I heard figure like you have $67,000 or something close to that.
61.
In left.
Yeah.
In the 175.
Yep.
Right. But what we're sending out to the public in this public document makes it sound like we're working under 375, but yet we're down to 60-some because you've reduced it within the budget, and I understand that, but why are we reducing it?
We aren't.
It's
saying publicly we have $375,000.
So in our actual budget line, the rest of it is in a reserve. So in my budget line for the Community Investment Fund, which isn't actually called that in the budget, but it's the line for it, it's $175,000. So that's what I'm working off of right now. If I get to the point that we exhaust that $175,000, it would come to you that we have exhausted the $175,000. And in order to fund this, we would do, and CAO can correct me on this, we would do a transfer from the reserve, which is also associated with this budget.
Yes, that's right.
So, clear?
Okay.
So, at this point, I would like to thank you both for the presentation and the support.
Yes, thank you. That's great work. A lot of work.
Moving on to 13.0 planning, we have nothing under that today. Under 14.0, we have no reports. 15.0 is in camera. We have two items. 15.1, sale of municipal property. 15.2, personnel matters. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Seconded to that motion, Councilor Johnson. Any discussion? Any questions? All those in favor of the motion? We are now in camera, we'll take a...